The Sudanese armed forces issued a statement very early this morning saying that it would release five South Sudanese SPLA prisoners of war that to the Red Cross on February 11th in the city of Niala in Darfur as a sign of goodwill. Now, the POWs, the statement said, were taken from the border town of Kefen Debi in South Darfur mid last year as they were trying to move northward, according to the statement. The prisoners' names are Paul Dang Dur of the 225th Battalion, Abier Atang Atim of the 225th Battalion, Kimo Akoj Bor of the 332nd Battalion, Vic Majok Kor of the 332nd Battalion, and Shanko Riek Wai Ruek of the 332nd Battalion. Now, the Sudanese government says that it would like to see the release of Sudanese POWs as well, also as a sign of goodwill from the side of the government of South Sudan. But it particularly named Colonel Telephone Kuku. Telephone Kuku is a former SPLA North commander who has been held in Juba, according to the Sudanese army, for nearly 2 years after disagreements with the SPLA leadership.
It sounds like there really is no formal agreement that Sudan is just saying, well, we really hope that you'll take us up on this goodwill gesture and do something in return.
Exactly. There's been no response from the government of South Sudan on this. I've tried calling the embassy here in Khartoum, but there's been no response. But this is a statement issued. We haven't seen any reaction to it, whether from the Red Cross or from the government of Sudan. But it's interesting that the Sudanese army named in particular Telephone Kuku without naming any other Sudanese prisoners of war that it says are being held in South Sudan.
Why do you think they picked these five men?
It says that these are the five prisoners of war that they have. I asked the army spokesperson if there were other POWs from South Sudan, and he said those were the only five that they have. So according to him, these are the POWs that they could exchange for Sudanese POWs held by the South.
Does that sound like a truthful statement? That would be a judgment call, but does it seem like in what has been reported in the past that there have been more than five prisoners taken from South Sudan?
Well, it's hard to tell because, you know, the information on this is just that. We don't get any real information on this. There have been a number of clashes, I mean, last year especially, in Higlig and other border towns. So, I mean, one can imagine that there are more than five, but they're saying that these are the five that were captured along the border, South Darfur State and northern Bahr al-Ghazal. But it's imaginable that there might be more.
We'll keep an eye on that story. In the meantime, we saw another report about a Darfur rebel group urging humanitarian aid to civilians that have been displaced by combats in Jebel Marra, and they have been warning the international community against the alleged arrival of a Malian Islamist group in the area. Do you know anything more about that?
Well, it's been heavy fighting in the town of Golo near Jebel Marra in central Darfur. And that fighting has caused displacement of hundreds of families, according to two reports. Now, the Sudanese Liberation Army, Abdul Wahid faction, held the town late last year. The fighting, according to UNAMED, has caused the displacement of 850 families. But a UK-based Sudan Social Development Organization says that the number today is about 1,462 families who are all in need of immediate humanitarian assistance. Most of the displaced are in the town of Nirtiti, not far from Golo. There's been heavy fighting in the area between the Sudanese army and between the SLA, Abdul Wahid faction. As many reports we see, there's been aerial bombardment by the Sudanese army, according to SLA. In regards to the entry of fighters linked to Ansar al-Din from Mali, there have been reports that say that members of Ansar al-Din have fled fighting in Mali and were seen in the towns of Kutum and Kabkabiya in North Darfur. I understand that the Musa Hilal of the Mahamid tribe of the Darfurian Janjaweed leader has denied the entry of fighters belonging to Ansar al-Din. But I think it's not impossible that actually that you've had fighters from Mali come into northern Darfur, given the area is uncontrollable, the borders are open, and there are tribal links between Darfur, Chad, Niger, and Mali.
Why would you think they're coming there? Is Ansar al-Din looking for places to hide and the Sudan government is helping them, or are they there to stir up trouble in Darfur, or what?
I think it would mostly is linked to tribal links. The tribes that exist in northern Darfur, especially the Arab tribes, have links that go into Chad, Niger, and Mali, particularly the Mahamid tribe. I think it's more of a cousins protecting cousins. But that area, the borders in that area are just open. There's really no control of who goes in and who goes out.